chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now, welcome to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. Wow. What I've always wanted to do is a real live radio show like Grand Ole Opry or like Garrison Keillor's program. And there are a lot of people in Chapel Hill just like me, because last February, the Chapel Hill area, Orange County area, had a real old-time live radio variety program just like the Grand Ole Opry. Well, like the Grand Ole Opry modified for Chapel Hill, with a mix of music and skits, bringing in some of our great literary figures. It was such a big success that the second edition of the Murphy School Radio Show is now set for Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th. And my buddy, Donna Campbell, is the producer along, or she'll disclaim any authority, but she's the one behind it. And she's come to talk to me today about the Murphy School Radio Show and brought in the owner of the Murphy School building, Jay Miller, someone that many of you know. Is that Jay, you're the interim director of the Arts Center, is that right?
I was just talking about that. We had a nice event last night.
Well, that's fantastic. And they have brought one of the talents who will be a part of the second edition of the Murphy School Radio Show, Jennifer Evans. And they're all here to tell me about it. Donna Campbell, welcome. Tell me what's...
Are you
excited?
Thank you so much for letting us come
and talk about the
Murphy School Radio Show. I don't know when I've had so much fun. I think all of us grow up saying, oh, let's put on a show. And then when we get older, we don't get to do that anymore. We have to be serious and go to work. And Jay Miller and his wife came and said, we want to do something at the Murphy School to raise money and awareness for agencies in our community. And that was for mental health agencies back in February.
Yeah. The first show. Mm-hmm.
Well, can I get off course? Now, you introduced Jay, and y'all have caught me on two things that I've always wanted to do. One was to own a school building. The other is to be a part of a live radio show. How in the world did you... I mean, because people who have bought schools have run in, asbestos, leaky roofs, and all kinds of reconstruction. It sounds so wonderful, but why? And then why did you do it? And then what happened?
It sounds like you went out there a few years ago, because we had the leaky roof. We had the asbestos. A lot of people were aware of this school, the Murphy School, had been sitting vacant for years.
Where is it, Jay?
It's a beautiful building. It's on NC-10. It's a Durham address in Orange County near Hillsborough.
So it's moving along from Hillsborough, not on the main road.
Kind of in the middle of the mini triangle, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill.
Uh-huh. So it's close, but just out in the country.
It's close to everything, and it's also near Durham and Orange County, and we have a little nonprofit called Shared Visions Foundation, my family and my wife and I, and we wanted to service agencies in Orange and Durham County, and this school is right near the line, so it's kind of in both. It feels like both Durham and Orange County. Mm-hmm. And I love historic buildings, done some renovations. I probably should have been scared to do this one, but...
Who sold it to you?
Well, it was owned by a family, the Underwood family. That's another radio show, probably. I'm hearing all kinds of stories about the Underwood family from that area.
They bought it presumably from the school system? Or
they bought it from the county in around 1960 when the school closed. And then they turned it into a nightclub years later. And it was a nightclub for years. And then that stopped, I think, about 86. And it had been sitting vacant all that time. And during Fran, it really took a lot of damage. That would have been September of 96. And it just sat there and was just near collapse, really, in some ways. But it structurally was sound enough to renovate. And I thought it would be a nice retreat center, which is something that I've always been interested in doing. So once the idea of the retreat center came along, we kind of started thinking about, you know, other ways we could use the space to help nonprofits, because we also have this foundation. So several things came together. And let me just tell you, too, that there's within this 7-acre facility, there's a teacherage, which is where the teachers used to live, which is rare for that to still exist, too, to survive. And that is now the home of Mental Health America of the Triangle. So there's a nonprofit back there. And then there's the old part of the school, the oldest part of the school that's not the auditorium. And that's Just Right Academy, which is a really nice nonprofit school for a small private school, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm middle-aged. Middle school. And they're doing really well. And it's great to have another little school back in the old school.
Right, right.
So then there's the auditorium next to the school, which was built in 1935 as a WPA work project, which I didn't know that until we got into the history and studying about it. And so I don't want to take up too much time, but let me just say that the school building, being 1935, it was really my wife was looking at this building and inside after it was renovated and said, you know, a great event would be a radio show because it feels the kind of place to.
Yeah, so it's in an old school auditorium.
When you see the school.
And but it's renovated. I mean, because those auditoriums fall apart.
It looks like
beautiful.
1935.
Oh, come on, really?
No,
oh well.
He has done a beautiful job. The old curtains, the old drapes. The only thing is, you took out the. You have chairs.
We took out the asbestos,
yeah.
Which was the radiator system,
wonderful.
Right?
You know that, but the pipes were wrapped underneath the floors, and. So we have modern air conditioning and heat, which you'll
appreciate. The radio. So this Murphy School radio program will be in the old school auditorium and seats, what, 150 people?
150 happy people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. Technically 172.
Well, Donna, you brought one of your performers, Jennifer.
Jennifer Evans, an outstanding gospel singer.
Jennifer, how'd you get roped into this project, and what are your thoughts about it right now as it's coming up next
month? Peter Kramer was the one who invited me and asked me if I would be a part of it. And last year, it was this year in February when we had the first show, Murphy School Radio Show. It was absolutely wonderful. We had a wonderful time. I was excited because we were using talent from the Triangle. And so they didn't have to go outside the box. And I was just excited to be a part of it.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a break. But before we take a break, why don't we listen to Jennifer. We got a tape of Jennifer singing. And this is this what she's going to be singing or what she sang in the original version?
This is
or
one
is
of
just
the first songs that she did that blew everybody away.
This blew everybody away.
Back in February. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a break, everybody. But before don't switch stations. This is a sample of what you will hear if you go out to the Murphy School radio show next month. This is gospel singer Jennifer Evans.
Elijah Rock, shout. Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout. Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Ezekiel said he saw him, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. John talked about him, the book of the seven seals. Hey, some say the rose of Sharon, others say the prince of peace. I can tell everybody he's been rocking a shelter for me. Hallelujah, Elijah Rock, shout. Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout. Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Call my rock in the morning, yes you can. Call him late at night. He's always with me, and all my battle he'll fight. Hey, when I'm in trouble, you can call him on the line. He put a telephone in my heart. Lord, you can call my God. anytime. Hallelujah, Elijah Rock. Shout, shout, shout. Elijah Rock calling up, Lord. Elijah Rock. Shout, shout, shout. Elijah Rock calling up, Lord.
Chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now back to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. We're talking about the Murphy School radio show. It's coming up Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th. And Donna Campbell, the producer, is here. Jay Miller, whose family and foundation own the Murphy School building, which is a little bit north of Chapel Hill, a little bit south of Hillsboro, a little bit to the west of Durham, right on the Orange County-Durham line.
We like to say it's a state of mind.
A state of mind. But before the break, Jennifer Evans gave us a nice gospel rendition. Donna, how does gospel fit? Is it just local talent, whatever they do best? Is that sort of the
theme? Jennifer's holding down the gospel for us, and she does a wonderful job. She was at the February show, will also be with us in November, and I hope for many years to come. But we also have a great variety. As you know, the Triangle is filled with musical talent, and we could do these shows forever.
What do you mean? How does it work? Now, you're doing this to raise money for some good causes.
For some wonderful causes that are local agencies helping people in our very own community. Mm-hmm. This time, we're working for Community Home Trust and Housing for New Hope. Both of these nonprofit agencies are working with homeless people and help with low-income housing. Is that right, Jay?
Well, Housing for New Hope is based in Durham. They do work in Orange County as well. Homelessness is their number one issue they're combating. Community Home Trust, their focus is a little more on homeowners, affordable housing, and they're based in Carrboro, and they do work. I think they do a little work in Durham, too, so they cross in a lot of ways, but they're all about home and home ownership, home, having a home and home ownership, the combination of housing, a little bit different focus. Both do excellent work. We're really happy to collaborate with these groups.
Where I was getting is you got a good cause and you got local talent, and I'm assuming that, how do you persuade them? Do you give them a lot of money to come perform?
Yeah. Hundreds of millions of dollars. This is an all-volunteer effort. And as Jay said, this is a serious need in our community. These agencies are doing some hard work. But we try to make it fun. And we invite writers, musicians, poets, comedy performers to come and have a good time with us. The audience has a wonderful time. Yeah. And I don't think they even realize how much they're contributing.
It's one of the things that excited me about it, other than just the live talent, live local talent, and the radio show format, is the timing. It's going to be like a radio show. It's going to be an hour long for the first half, and then a little bit shorter for the second half. So not going to be there all night. You're going to be there like it was a real live radio program.
Live radio program. In fact, it's going to be broadcast on WCHL.
We're talking. Now we're talking.
No, who's talking?
talk about some of the other folks that you've lined up for the second edition of the Murphy School Radio Show Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th.
We are so thrilled to have our novelist Lee Smith. I want to call her the first lady of literature in North Carolina, but we'll just say Lee Smith is coming out. Frank Stacio, famous for his hosting of State of Things on UNC Public Radio, is going to be there in character as Frank Pistachio.
Oh, well, okay.
We have a great a cappella group, seven women from Durham, Stella, they call themselves, and they sing songs in the style of the 1930s, which is the era for this.
Now, tell me a little bit about Stella. These are
are modern women who sing in the style of the 1930s?
You can't believe how great they are. And they are, even though it's a radio show, they dress the part.
Uh-huh.
And they're all women of a certain age. Most of them are Durham, Chapel Hill. They're all local here to the Triangle.
And they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful women.
And is this a quartet or a...
What do you call seven women?
I'll have to ask Wayne Pond to help me with that.
They have a big sound, and you'll like it a lot. In fact, we have a sample.
Oh, I know what it is. No, that's... What's a sextet? I think that's six.
That sounds right.
Well, is it?
Well, anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But whatever they're called, the Stella, the seven wonderful a cappella singers. We have Robert Griffin, who's known around town as a wonderful piano player. He's sort of our house band, but he's also joined by this great guy, Jay Cartwright, on an accordion. He's very surprising and wonderful. We have Callie Warner, who's going to be singing for us. We have Harvey Dalton Arnold, who plays blues guitar.
Oh, my golly. Well, Keep going. No,
we have a group called the Piedmont Players. That's our comedy troupe. Jerry Reed, Ebeth Scott Sinclair, and some other folks. Our host is George Ann Eubanks.
Oh, George Ann is going to be the famous author.
That's right. But what you may not know is...
Of Literary Trails, yeah.
That's right. But she had a career in radio in Durham years ago at WDBS. And in fact, Rob Gringle, who also worked with her there, is the announcer for the Murphy's.
So you've got an announcer like in a radio show, and then you've got sort of the MC who kind of keeps the thing, and George Ann will do that part. Well, that's real exciting. I tell you what, let's do. You talked about these women who sing from the 30s, the Stella. Why don't we take a break? But as we do, let's listen to the Stella's perform. You want to tell us what we're going to hear? You remember? I mean, it's just a song from the 30s.
They opened the show for
Caroline.
Us. The Evening in Caroline. They found this great old song from the 30s, and they sort of rearranged it, and they play it for us. And it's sort of become our theme song for the show.
Wow. All right. Well, let's listen. We'll take a break. Listen. Don't leave us, though, and listen to the Stella's. We'll be right back.
Say what you may, I never could ever be blue. Don't you tell me that you really have to guess, sir, why I learned to love the Carolina pines. If you want to meet the sweetest sweetie yet, sir, spend an evening in Caroline.
Brought to you by our sponsors, Dastan Communications, Adam and Eve, Ken and Craver, Communication Matters, and Harris Tuning.
It's the Murphy School Radio Show.
Chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now back to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. This is a radio program, and we're talking about a radio program. We're talking about a live radio show. The Murphy School Radio Show. It was a big hit back in February, and the second edition is coming back at the Murphy School near the Orange County, Durham County line, in between Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Durham. All that on Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th. We got some of the, if you join us late, we got some of the main men and women behind this program. Donna Campbell is the producer. Jay Miller owns the Murphy School building and is anxious to put it to lots of good use. And Jennifer Evans, whom we heard earlier, is an amazing gospel singer who is will be one of the performers. All right, this is what I've always wanted to do. And I asked you if you could sing a cappella just right here in front of the microphone, and you came up with Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
You want to sing it again, and I'm warning you. Jennifer Evans, don't let me disrupt you, but I'll be singing with you.
No problem.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound
that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see.
I apologize for this. I just couldn't resist.
That's
it was
okay.
So good. I mean, that is fantastic. And just on the spot.
Thank
on the
you.
Spot. More of that, Donna Campbell.
You want me to sing?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, come on. You offered and I accepted, so you got to go ahead.
Jennifer is wonderful. And she could do the whole show herself. But the good news is we have even more talent lined up for the Murphy School Radio.
Let me ask you, Jennifer, what do you do when you're not singing?
I am a CNA, and I love working with...
What is a CNA?
A CNA is a certified nursing assistant. Uh-huh. And so I love working with the elderly. I'm an 11th hour volunteer for hospice.
Wow.
Well. Wow. So I just have a heart for the elderly, and I just love caring for people and loving on them.
Well, now, you grew up in Mississippi.
Grew up, born and raised.
And I asked you earlier about how you happened to come to Chapel Hill, and you had an interesting story to tell us.
Yeah, my husband, his sister is married to Doug Clark, son from Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts. And so I was, after I graduated from college in Mississippi and Jackson State University, was living in Atlanta, was a police officer there. And so we decided to move to North Carolina. And I love North Carolina. The first time we visited, I think one of the things that really pulled me about North Carolina is the highways.
The flowers on the highway.
They were beautiful. So it was just such a beautiful state and such a clean state. And so I said, okay. And we came to Chapel Hill, and the school system was wonderful. So I was like, it's a midpoint place for me. You know, it's like 2 or 3 hours from the mountain or the beach. And Charlotte was like Atlanta. So it was just a good place. And then it's a triangle like where I came from. Mississippi State University in Starksville is known as the Triangle Area. And so to move here and be in the Triangle Area.
From one triangle to another.
Exactly. It was amazing.
Well, that's great. But a lot of, you know, I mean, you moved into you became a part of a very legendary, famous family, not just because of the Hot Nuts, but for Mama.
Yeah.
And so what was that like to be a part of?
With Miss Rebecca Clark?
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Rebecca Clark was absolutely wonderful, gave a lot of wisdom. And learned a lot from her. So didn't know I was coming into that family coming out of Mississippi, but I learned a lot quickly.
I guess you did. And I mean, there are ups and downs of moving into for an in-law to move in with a famous family.
Yeah.
And so, but that family seems to be widespread and friendly
that's
and supportive.
True. So that's true. She was a very active lady.
Well, Jennifer Evans, we're looking forward to hearing you sing some more at the Murphy School Radio Show November 12th and 13th.
Yes, come out.
At Murphy School.
We're going to have a wonderful time.
Donna, you were I interrupted you to get that little family situation, but you were going to talk some more about other people who
I just wanted to say, again, this is a volunteer effort, and everybody who comes out gives their time and their talent and their money, and it's a great experience. We have production folks from around the Triangle who volunteer to come. Alton Tuning comes and does all the lighting design, even though it's a radio show. Mm-hmm. He makes it look so fantastic. In fact, Donald Hughes is shooting video. He's going to do a three-camera shoot.
Oh, so you'll it could be television or YouTube at least.
But we'll at least have it online. And Mark Williams is an outstanding recording engineer and producer, and he's coming to record the audio for us. So it's going to be it's a great, and everybody does it as volunteers. So it's just a wonderful effort.
Exactly.
Well, Donna and Jay, tell us again how this idea got started back in February when you had the original Murphy School Radio Show that was so successful that everybody wants to do it again. How did the idea come together?
I was telling you, my wife actually came up with the idea of the radio show. We were standing in the auditorium, the renovated auditorium, and then as we were actually going on vacation, we were brainstorming in the car, kind of like, well, what could we do? And she started talking about the radio show, and then it hit me to call Georgianne and Donna, because I've known about Minno Media through my, I'm a musician, and you know, they've helped with a lot of causes as well, and I knew they'd be interested in the combination of music, audio, video, nonprofits that they love to help, and so I thought, you know, this would be great. These are the people that can help me make it happen. And I really had no idea that Georgianne had this background in radio, so it was one of those kind of serendipitous things, you know, the way it went.
This is Georgianne Eubanks, who's going to be sort of the MC of the program.
You might remember when we called from the road.
I do remember.
I didn't get her, but I left a message, and when she called back, she was like, we're in. I mean, she knew very little about it. They didn't. All they knew, it was going to be a radio show in the old auditorium. Yeah. And so it was one of those things. It was kind of a done deal before it really got started. And it took on a life of its own, you know. And everything has just kind of fallen into place, you know. Everybody's been so generous with their time. I mean, we have underwriters, all these businesses, you know. I could tell you, Nightlight Productions, J. Allen Campbell Law. This is this next show, PHE, you mentioned. Which is Adam and Eve, Dastin Communications, Jesse Gladden Kramer Photography, and Atme Restaurant in Carrboro. Those are the lead underwriters, right, Donna?
Mm-hmm. And there's still time.
And there's some coming on, too.
There's still time.
Well,
people
want to be involved. It's amazing, you know, and they want to help these organizations. That's really the bottom line, is the organizations and the work that they do. One interesting little sideline, too, is that Housing for New Hope, the director is Terry Alabaugh, and it turns out he's a performer.
Oh, wow.
And
so
he's going to play
sucked him into doing this. Oh, that's great. That's great.
I know everybody wants to see that you know. And so, you know, it turns out that there's a lot of synergy, a lot of interested people coming together. And then when we did the last show, everybody had a great time. We had a lot of food donated. I mean, we've got food coming from Glass Half Full and Open Eye Cafe. How do you pronounce it?
Akehana.
And Bandidos. So, you know, it's really, you know, Jennifer sings gospel and other styles, jazz. And we have, it's a very multicultural kind of event. I mean, it's everything.
Well, I tell you, you mentioned about your underwriters, your sponsors, and one of the things that's always fun for me when I listen to Garrison Keillor or the Powder Milk Biscuit ads, and so you all have developed a system where you can have some cute little advertising jingles for your advertisers, and we're going to slip this on, and the folks at WCHL will forgive me for giving this free advertising to Adam and Eve, which will be a part of the radio show. We're going to take a break, listen to the jingle, and stay with us. We'll be back in just a second.
You're listening to the Murphy School Radio Show, brought to you by Adam and Eve.
When you're feeling frisky, you don't need that whiskey. Sometimes just a little spice makes the naughty oh so nice. Adam and Eve, because playtime doesn't end with daytime. Adam and Eve.
Chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now back to Who's Talking with DG Martin on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is DG Martin. We're talking about a real live radio show, the Murphy School Radio Show. If you joined us late, in February, a group of people got together and put on at the Murphy School near the Orange County, Durham County line, a real live radio show, just like Grand Ole Opry or Garrison Keillor's program, not just like, because it's adapted for the Triangle. It was such a success that they're doing it again on Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th. Donna Campbell is the producer. She has brought along two other important people. One is Jay Miller, who many people know because he's the interim director at the Arts Center here in Chapel Hill, and Jennifer Evans, who we know, for those of you who've been with us, know she is a great gospel singer. And Donna, I think you've persuaded me that I want to come. We've talked about food. We've talked about a pretty quick, lively performance, and it's like going back to the 1930s in a old school auditorium. It's kind of got everything, doesn't it?
Except jugglers. but we're thinking about that. And one good thing, I mean, we have this show coming up. We have Lee Smith. We have Frank Statio. We have Robert Griffin. Alan Shapiro, a wonderful poet. Mm-hmm. His wife, Callie Warner, is going to come and sing. Gigi Dover and The Big Love, they're a surprising duo. They do some wonderful material and play sitar. That's something you don't hear every day. You sure don't hear that on Garrison Keillor. We have Harvey Dalton Arnold, blues guitar.
Yes.
Piedmont Players, our host, Georgianne Eubanks, our announcer, Rob Gringle, and some wonderful skits. Triangle News Update is better than Saturday Night Live. And I've heard a rumor from our writers, we might even have live chickens on this show.
No. Well, how do you train? I've heard about chickens being trained to do everything, but I haven't heard them being able to talk on the radio yet.
Paul Behrman, our writer for the skit, says that live chickens would be better than dead chickens.
Well, that is all very, very terrific. Donna Campbell, part of the challenge, I think, is that many of us have thought, gosh, I sure would like to be on a live radio show, or wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have some live radio show? But it's a chore to do it, I guess.
This is pure fun.
Exactly.
And everybody who's in the show is a professional. I mean, these people are wonderful, and they come in and they do it, and it's...
Well, I think that's great. It's and what am I getting at? In the sense that it is fun, but producing, as those who do it know, that producing a radio program is much more than just sort of getting on the air and doing it. It involves a lot of production and coordinating time, energy, putting up with people who don't meet deadlines, people who cancel at the last minute, all of these things. So that fun is a relative term, you just couldn't do this every week.
This is a special occasion for the folks who do this every week. And I was joking before about how we could do this for years to come, but it's kind of nice to have a couple of months in between the show. And yes, I do have a stopwatch, and yes, I am kind of a stickler about the timing, but it doesn't feel like work. I don't know how else to explain it. Everybody comes with the right spirit. They're not getting paid. They're doing it for love. Mm-hmm. They're doing it for their community, and it's just a wonderful experience. And it's like magic.
It really
now this
is.
Next one may fall apart. Somebody might have a fit, but the first one was just a beautiful night.
Jake.
I just want to, I think it'd be remiss if we didn't give the website.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, we'll be sure that we have the website on the on our website.
Okay.
And this
great
program, if you missed part of it and would like to hear it all, it will be on the chapelboro.com website. We'll have a link to the website that Jay is going to give you right now, the murphyschoolradio.net.
For this show, for the radio show, it's www.murphyschoolradio.net. And that's Murphy with a E, so it's MURPHEYSCHOOLRADIO.NET.
Okay, is it SCHOOL?
Yeah, school's spelled the traditional way, but Murphy, that's a little unusual. There's a story behind that too, but you have to come to the show to find that out.
Well, we'll get the website straightened out and ready and available, and just click on it, and there'll be you'll update it about things that are happening. I want to talk about audience right now and who you had. That you know, there is a segment of the audience that I appreciate, and that is those of us who a little bit before the Bill Clinton generation, we grew up with radio. We listened to Nashville, all the Clear Channel stations. And we had these variety shows growing up in school. We're prime candidates, but who else? Who else is going to come?
Well, people that support the agencies, it is a fundraiser, and I think the core people that we've already sold tickets to love these nonprofits and love the work they do, and so I think that'll be the beginning of each show. And then we also have people who enjoy entertainment. It's a combination, I guess. And you know, there was a combination of ages, too. Yeah. It's not just the us middle-aged people.
It was a great combination for the first show because it was people who were participating in the show. They brought family and friends. And for the ones who didn't come up in that generation that were there were so excited. And it was their first time experiencing a live radio show and being able to hear the variety show that they went out and told other people about it. And so the first show was sold out. And I think we're just going to feed on that. And we're believing that, you know, this show is going to be sold out. The November 12th show is at 7 p.m. and on that Saturday. And the 13th show is at 2 p.m. because it's a matinee on that Sunday.
So you can go to
church and come right on to the live radio show. But we're calling it a celebration of wit, lit, and music. And so we're just thankful that, you know, the talent and creativity of the people in the Triangle, we're blessed to have them there. So come on out. You're going to have a wonderful time.
Well, that's great. Well, now, Jennifer, you said you could sing at the drop of a hat.
Oh, yeah.
So if you just got a short, if you got something short.
I do.
Do it.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so.
Well, this is great, and it's I think a good way for us to end. But I've got one other thing that we want to be sure that we give you to show you what you might, what the listeners might get when they come out to Murphy School, and that is the Triangle News. Donna, what's the Triangle News?
Triangle News update. I think what we'll be listening to. We had a great cast the first show. Daniel Wallace and Jill McCorkle came out, and. Well, you just have to listen. But this is a chance for us to sort of make fun of our community that we love so much.
Well, let's do that. We're going to leave you now. We're going to thank Donna Campbell, the producer of the Murphy School Radio Show, the Murphy School owner, Jay Miller, and gospel singer, Jennifer Evans, for telling us all about it. Here's one. And as we close, we're going to let you listen to a little segment called the Triangle News Update. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of y'all. All right, here's the Triangle News.
It's now time for Triangle News Update. And here at our anchor desk are reporters Jill McCorkle and Danny Wallace.
Our top story tonight. A kerfuffle erupted in historic downtown Hillsborough today when a man and a woman under the age of 77 years old went window shopping on Churton Street, the town's main drag. Jeff and Sarah Carter of Charlotte were driving through Hillsborough on Friday, and according to Sarah Carter, we were taken by the loveliness of the little town and stopped to have a better look. They were unaware of the newly passed ordinance forbidding anything non-historic, including people, to enter the city limits. The Carters were wrestled to the ground and taken to the local jail. They will be released, but not until they are very, very old. Jill?
Thank you, Danny. Secession plans are well underway in Carrboro, North Carolina. The new country, called Fredonia, will be the smallest independent territory on Earth and the first to have hula hooping as its national sport. a free-range chicken sanctuary. Fredonia also boasts organic asphalt and free balloon pants to its first 50 citizens. Danny?
Controversy surrounds the Duke basketball team this evening after a reporter with inside information claims that, since the beginning of this season, no one on the team has changed their underwear. Coach K has taken the report quite seriously and is said to have called for a team meeting in which he said, "It has come to my attention the boys on my team have not been changing their underwear. We're going to stop that right now. Number 22, change with 11. 44, change with 3.